This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind, or you can join us in a discussion about indoctrinating children into LGBTQ, the gay agenda, whatever you'd like to call it. As Bonnie has pointed out repeatedly and accurately, indoctrination of children is happening all over the place. The fundamental issue here is that conservatives aren't happy about the type of indoctrination that is going on.
And yeah, I was so indoctrinated by Christianity as a kid, I really feel like I was in a cult.
And Christianity is far more insidious about the way that it indoctrinates people, because it presents Jesus as this wonderful, loving, he's a shepherd and you're just his sheep and he just loves you. And
but if you don't believe in him, you're going to burn.
But they don't tell you that part until you're already convinced that, you know, there's this man living in the sky and he loves me and he just wants the best for me. And then underlying all of that is that little threat that they don't tell you about until you're older. And then like, oh yeah, by the way, that guy who loves you, who you're his little sheep, he will burn you forever if you do any of these things that he said you're not allowed to do.
I remember when I was a kid, my family wasn't really super religious, and I had this friend that was really religious. So her mom used to always read us like these weird kids' version of Bible books. And I remember one where they told this like whole story about how in hell there were these little things that flew around and zapped you, and they would just zap you for the rest of eternity. And I remember just being a little kid, and I was just so terrified. And I'm like, well, I got to believe in God, because if I don't, then I'm going to burn and I'm going to get zapped by these little flying demons. And it just made it seem like sound so scary. It was like a whole children's book about hell.
Actually, me and Nikki have talked about this before, how we both had like she, I don't know if you care that I say this on the air, but like,
I probably don't care.
Scared of the dark and had to sleep with our parents. And I always had so many siblings that I just slept with all my siblings. But we were really scared of the dark and stuff. And it's probably because my mom started me off just like, you'll go to hell if you lie. Like, if you lie, you'll go to hell.
Well, I was indoctrinated with the same crap, and I was never scared of the dark.
I think I watched age-inappropriate horror movies, and that probably didn't help.
My mom used to think I had demons because I had nightmares every night. Well, she talked about demons and stuff being inside me, and how demons would, like, are waiting to get you if you sin. Like, obviously I had nightmares every night.
Have either of you ever heard of a judgment house?
I've heard of it. Never been to one.
It's a theatrical performance where there's like this character, and they take you through the different stages of his life, and then he tours heaven, he tours hell, and then he lives happily ever after, or he goes to heaven. I don't remember the exact storyline, but anyway, my father was in one of these things. I don't remember what role he played or anything like that, but I went to see it to support him. This was at least 10 years ago, so this was well before I transitioned. I was still me back then, but I hadn't transitioned. And it was all fine. No one had any issues. I had promised I was going to keep my mouth shut and not start any of the fights with the evil people around me. And I was good through most of it until we got to the hell scene. Because if you wanted to create a haunted house, something that was truly scary, you could not do a better job than they did with the hell scene. Everything was bathed in red lights. There was fog machines. There was a CD playing with just horrifying sounds of people screaming, whips cracking, chains rattling, people moaning out in pain. And they had people fake chained up to the wall back there.
And there were children present?
Yes.
Okay, speaking of things that are inappropriate for children, I don't think drag queens are that bad.
No, this was one of the worst things I ever saw. And then the devil came out wearing a suit, looking sleek, looking real, you know, cool and all of that. And, you know, the whole...
Why did they make Satan look cool?
Well, because they want to convey the idea that the devil, he's slick. You know, he knows how to deal with people. And he got down in this little kid's face and then sort of hissed at him, "I can make you turn on your mother." And it was then that I was no longer able to keep my mouth shut, and I said, "Hey, man, back off. He's just a little kid. Leave him alone." And he finally did, because apparently no one was paying attention to the horrifying thing that we were all witnessing, which is this grown adult in this horrifying, scary situation terrorizing this little kid.
And that's the thing about Christianity, is like, it's so insidiously gets people to look away from things that should be inherently obvious. Like, so many different examples. I mean, that's a perfect example, something that you shouldn't be doing to a little kid, but people are like, this is normal because we're in church and...
They're robots. I mean, it's just like, how do you see that and not think that that's wrong?
I don't know how, but I mean, they realized it was wrong. One of the people, as we were leaving, one of the people who was guiding us around thanked me for doing it, but still... One person gave themselves to Jesus that night. No prizes for guessing which one of the people in that crowd it was who turned themselves over to Jesus.
The little kid.
It was that little kid who the devil got in his face. So they achieved exactly what they were trying to achieve. They terrorized this child, made him scared, and then told him, "We can make all of that fear go away. You just have to give your life to Jesus." Absolutely horrifying.
So what does that even mean, give your life to Jesus? Just believe?
I don't know, because the whole thing about Jesus, right, is that you're forgiven for your sins. That was the whole point of his death, but I have to accept it or it doesn't apply?
I'm a little confused about Baptists, because I only went to Baptist church once in all of the years I was a Christian, and it was when I was really young, but... My mom is not a Baptist, so I can't remember the word. There's a specific word for this. It's like separationist or not a separationist. But my mom is not a Baptist. That means she believes that if you're not born again, even if you believe in Jesus, you won't be saved. So she is always really afraid that, like...
So what does that mean, that to be born again?
You have to accept the Holy Spirit into your life, and he has to change your life, and you might... think you did it and you didn't do it right. So my mom's always afraid that her kids are going to go to hell that profess to be Christians, but...
Because you didn't say the magic words correctly, essentially?
I thought it was just like, if you believe, then you're good.
You know what speaking in tongues is?
I've heard of it. Well, I've never witnessed it, but...
My mom does that. And she thinks that if you're not born again, if you don't get a gift...
All right.
So this is how, like, this is
I
how.
Mean, and what
is
the gift? Weird stuff, so, man.
And it's just also like a riddle. The whole thing is a riddle.
Yeah, why
which
would Jesus do that to you? Why would it?
It's an unsolvable riddle, right?
Like, I think the natural law is so obvious.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's all I need for morality. Don't hurt anyone else. Don't steal from anyone else, whether it's property, sexuality, like rape, a life. You don't steal from anyone else, and that's it. But, like, in Christianity, it's literally a confusing book that contradicts itself all over. And the first God doesn't really seem like the second God of the book.
You know what I just thought of? You know how the devil is, like, supposed to be the master of riddles or whatever? So it's just kind of ironic that Christianity is full of riddles.
This is
like,
why I don't think it's ironic at all. I think this is probably intentional, and this is why I'm a Satanist. If you read the Bible, and as Bonnie was talking about, the person in the second half, the God, doesn't seem anything like the God in the first half. Yahweh is almost certainly the devil, the evil one, the trickster. And that's the one that everyone worships, where Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him, he actually told the truth and set humanity free and gave them the knowledge of good and evil. And all of Christianity is this Yahweh worship, is this weird concept of this God who created us without the knowledge of good and evil, then punished us for not knowing the difference between right and wrong, and then came to earth in flesh as his own son to sacrifice himself to himself, because that was just the only way to forgive us for the original sin that we didn't understand we were committing at the time, because he had forbidden us from knowing the difference between right and wrong.
Sounds like a narcissist.
It does, right? It sounds like an absolute... And the whole point of this, the whole point of being a Christian and having an eternal life is basically to praise God for all eternity in heaven. That's why I love telling Christians, I will convert on the spot to Christianity right now, tonight, to any Christian out there who can sell me on the idea of heaven. Convince me that this is a place I want to go, and I will gladly repent of everything. I'll shave my hair. I'll quote, stop being trans. All you have to do is sell me on the idea of heaven.
Honestly, it sounds awful.
It does. There's nothing appealing about that. You just float around on clouds praising God all the time? That sounds horrible. No thanks. I will take the second death that is the lake of fire. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up here, including Tamagotchi babies, because it's true, every day we're straying further and further from God. Tamagotchi babies has to be next. It's free.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. And then at 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And have you almost given up trying to wake up friends and family? Well, we've got something that might help. Truth Smacks. Our friend Susan, former English teacher and longtime truth seeker, recently started her own trail mix brand. She makes it, bags it, and seals it herself. She calls it Truth Smacks because there's a heavy dose of truth on the back of every single bag. The Truth Quotes variety has some famous or infamous quotes on the back. And then the Freedom variety has famous quotes all about freedom and government tyranny. Both varieties come in two sizes and in two flavors. There's original and peppermint infused. So check out truthsmacks.com/shop. It's a great way to smack your friends and family with truth in a loving way. That's truthsmacks.com/shop. All natural, none of this artificial crap. It's only food as nature intended. TruthSmacks.com. Let's keep going with the phones. We have Olivia on the line from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so my issue, that one of the big issues that I disagree with you guys on is public schools. And the reason is because I went to Catholic school for most of my, up until high school, well, up until eighth grade. And it was a really miserable experience. It was this indoctrination that you talk about, but imagine that you don't get to go. Every waking moment is people indoctrinating you with this hellfire and this confusion and this shame constantly, and you have no window into the world. And if your little tiny class of 20 people don't like you, you don't have a friend because you don't fit the monoculture. You know, a whole world opened up for me when I went to public school. They actually had extracurricular activities that were worth something. There were different kinds of people who got me. It was just such a different life-saving experience, you know, and it definitely prepared me better for the world than, you know, solve these math problems as fast as you can. There are more than two options,
and if people weren't being forced to fund public schools, there would probably be hundreds of options, like all kinds of different things, like things that we haven't even thought of yet, because why even think about it when our brains are so held captive by this idea that school equals you have to pay the government to educate your kids. I just think that, like, just because you had a bad experience at one private school doesn't mean they're all that way. And, I mean, most of them probably aren't even religious. And also, I went to a public school in Utah where my class had 8 people, and I hated it very, very much, and it was a public school.
I like the idea of school choice, and I like the idea of giving children the choice and not just giving their parents the choice. You know, like, I don't know, there should be more options. I'm not necessarily saying that Catholic schools are a bad thing. I went to Catholic school for a little bit, and it was really, really terrible, so I totally understand what you're saying there. But I've also been to horrible public schools, so I just think that children need more options, and I think that the government-funded education just, I mean, even as a libertarian, like, it's just not, I don't agree with it.
Well, just my one problem with that is that schools are very expensive to run. And while I agree that taxation is best, I guess I was really grateful that I did have a really, really great public education. And my school was very small. It was a poor school in a small little nothing town. But, you know, the band was big. We had a great band. We had career and technology. We had cosmetology. We had all auto classes. We had all kinds of different agriculture, woodworking. You know, there was science classes that would actually go on field trips. You just had, because the resources were all allocated into one school, we just had such a better opportunity than these little homeschool where if the parent doesn't want to take you anywhere because they like you under their thumb, which would have been me if my mom had been able to homeschool me, I would have never gone outside. Like, it would have been literal 24-hour surveillance, you know, no contact with anyone. It would have just been a really terrible, it's just not an option for most people, and the people it is, I just don't think that, you know, you're lucky if you have really good, open-minded parents, but if you don't, like, you're going to be so stunted when it comes to the real world.
But that's a parenting issue, not a school issue.
Yeah, I don't think I should have had to be forced to go to a crappy public school just because you had bad parents, and that sounds kind of mean, but that's the reality of what it looks like, saying that we need government schools where everybody's parents are being stolen from to fund these government schools just because you had a bad mom isn't a very good argument to me. I actually hated every public school I went to. I was homeschooled kindergarten to third grade and then in eighth grade. And I would say that those years of my life literally prepared me more than any minute I spent in high school in public school.
It also varies a lot by the school, just like it does, I mean, whether public or private, whether government run or for profit, there's a huge difference from one school to the next. Like the Catholic school here in Keene, as I understand it, Metzen Tenestaso has talked to me about it a few times. His last name always trips me up, but they're not overly religious at that school, if I remember correctly. I mean, I don't think they ever really talk about it. Yeah, and they're Catholic.
So it's kind of strange.
So
yeah.
When I was in high school, all of my public school experience, I had a terrible, hated it, felt like I was in prison. And when I turned 16, I had the option of doing dual enrollment. So what that looked like for me was I was able to transfer into college courses. So I, instead of being at school 8 hours a day, I was, you know, maybe in for like 2 or 4 hours a day. And it felt like I wasn't wasting my time. So I think programs like that are awesome to just to give kids different options. Do I think that it should be state funded? No, I think there are a number of options that we can use to fund schools that kind of run like public schools but aren't government-run schools. I think there are a variety of options so that we can have, you know, kind of like the old-school schoolhouse vibe without it being controlled by the government and paid for with taxes.
I especially think you're correct in that we should let the children decide which school they want to go to. To me, that's a really low-risk endeavor, just because you're not saying, hey, you're not giving them the option of just not being educated at all. Because obviously, every kid would rather sit at home and play video games or whatever. Be like, hey, these are the schools in our area. Which one of these do you... And maybe try them out or whatever. But then let the kid decide rather than the parents. I tend to think that would be a really good idea, but most parents aren't willing to relinquish that amount of control over their children, sadly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's one other thing I wanted to bring up, because you talked about people wanting to take people's children away for going to a parade. I think it's really weird, and I'm trying to understand why people think that. I mean, I guess because children are such an easy target, you know, they're kind of weak, they're almost seen as property. But I do think it's strange, especially in the face of you and me, Ari, we definitely show that the way you bring up a child is not necessarily how they end up, the lifestyle they end up choosing. So but it is weird to me that people think that they just collectively own children until it's time to provide well for them.
Well, but you mentioned that kids are almost like property in the United States. I would go one further and say that to the average American parent, their child is their property.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, and I agree with that as well, that children should, I mean, especially, I see a lot of libertarians do this too, where they're preaching freedom, but then they act like their children are property, and children are human beings. Children deserve to have human rights as well. The human rights don't start when you turn 18 or 16 or whatever arbitrary number.
I think it's more you should have control of your life when you become sentient enough to be able to take care of yourself. Honestly, I don't see a problem with somebody treating their infant like property. My infant, I'll do what I want with them, and they can't really control anything about their lives. I don't see anything wrong with people making their kids eat broccoli.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan is calling on leaders in both parties in Washington to condemn the actions of an armed man who was arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. This after then-Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, said this after an abortion case was ruled on in 2020 by the Supreme Court.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you.
President Biden is making his first in-person late-night talk show appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. It comes as he's in Los Angeles for this week's Summit of the Americas. It comes as Americans deal with 40-year high inflation and record-high gas prices. USA Radio News. Public congressional hearings on last year's Capitol attack are set to begin Thursday night. Several hearings will be scattered throughout June in prime time and during daytime hours. Democrats hired a former TV producer to help produce the hearings. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says the hearings taking place are unprecedented.
They are Nancy Pelosi's appointees, and everyone across America needs to know that. Every single member that was appointed by Kevin McCarthy is not on the committee. That's because Nancy Pelosi broke 200-plus years of precedent by not allowing the Republican minority leader to appoint members of a sitting committee.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is leading a group of more than two dozen Republicans who are calling on the Supreme Court to reaffirm constitutionality-protected free speech and religious liberty rights. Oral arguments are set to begin this fall. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And you can join us on our social media server. If you're sick of all of the censorship that you find on social media where you can't really speak your opinion without getting suspended, it's Pride Month, as we've mentioned, and it's June the 8th, and I still haven't been 30-day banned from Facebook. It's starting to get kind of weird at this point. Every year, for whatever reason, every June, I end up getting suspended from Facebook for the entire month. And it's coming because recently they brought up, they put a content filter, a warning, you know, they covered up the photo of something that I posted in 2020. So they're combing through my profile looking for a reason to ban me that they haven't already banned me over. You can get away from all of that on our social media server where you don't have to bow to big tech. Social.freetalklive.com will take you directly to it, and that'll show you how to sign up. There's a number of cool little apps because it is decentralized, which means anyone can make an app that connects to it. Tusky is the one that I would recommend, but if you're on PC, something like Wellbird would be even better. That's social.freetalklive.com. Let's keep going with the phone calls. We have Steven on the line from Georgia. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so first, before I say anything else, I don't want to get in an argument. However, I am a Baptist. I am a preacher. I am Bible college educated. What questions do you have?
I don't have any questions.
Me either.
Okay, y'all had a lot of, like, religious stuff going on 30 minutes ago.
I don't believe I have to go to college to know a lot about the Bible. I know a lot about the Bible. I will not claim to know everything about it. I've never read it front to back, but I have read a lot of it. I was in quizzing as a kid, which means you read, you study a book of the Bible, and you learn every single sentence of it, so you can memorize the entire thing, and you get quizzed on it, and I went to world championships. That's Matthew, Acts, Genesis, and Exodus. So, do you have any questions for me?
Why don't you believe in God?
I believe in God. I don't believe in the God of the Bible or Jesus. Well, I believe Jesus was a human, and he also never called himself a God.
Mickey?
I definitely don't believe in, like, the Christian God, but I do believe in a higher power, and I do believe in divinity, but my take on religion is definitely not typical. I like to mix different theories from different religions and kind of create something that suits me. So I believe I have faith, but it's just, it looks a lot different than Christianity or any of the sort. And yeah, I mean, I don't really knock people for whatever religion they have, but, I just don't like how we were kind of discussing before. I don't like attacking children. Like, I don't like the fear tactics that were used on me when I was a child. I just think it's really gross, and it's not an okay thing to do to children.
So would you rather the church wait till they're 18 to talk to them about Jesus? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, people can do whatever they want with their own kids, but it's weird to do the, you're going to burn in hell if you don't believe. And it's like, I just don't think, if your religion's that good, why do you have to use all these fear tactics and fear mongering to make people believe in it?
So I will say this. On one occasion, I heard somebody tell a kid that they were going to burn in hell if they didn't do A, B, and C like today.
Well, regardless, is not the threat of hell what underpins all of Christianity? Otherwise, there's no reason to pay any attention to it whatsoever, right?
Plus, you're not in all these kids' houses. No, you don't know that their parents don't talk to them like that, like mine did.
Well, I think it's just inherently part of Christianity. I don't think you can have Christianity without the threat of hellfire.
I disagree greatly.
Do you believe in hell?
Do I believe in a, for lack of a better word, a dimension that is designed for people that reject the grace of Jesus? Yes.
Okay, so you don't think you can separate Christianity from hell? You can't have a Christianity without hell because... Go ahead.
I don't think that you can separate the realities of life in the I don't think you can separate the realities of the afterlife.
Well, we can't call it the realities. We're not going to be able to have a conversation if you call anything in the afterlife the realities. I have strong opinions about what I think happened in the afterlife, but I cannot, by definition, call it reality because I haven't experienced it and I have no way to measure it. And neither do you.
And there's no evidence there is an afterlife.
So have you ever had, I don't know, have you ever had cancer?
No, I've had a near-death experience where I think I went to another dimension. Do you want to hear about that?
Sure, but real quick, have you had cancer?
No, I almost died in a car accident. I was in coma for 4 days.
What does cancer have to do with anything, Stephen?
So if you haven't had cancer, do you not believe in the reality of it?
No, because that can be measured and people can literally take like pictures of it.
Okay. I've never seen a dinosaur either, but I'm pretty sure dinosaurs existed and were real at one point.
Exactly. So,
we don't have dinosaur bones of the afterlife, though, dude. We just have a bunch of people who tell us stories about the afterlife. There's no physical evidence. There's no afterlife bone that you can point to in a museum and say, see that there? That's proof that there's an afterlife. It's just speculation from hopeful people who refuse to face their own mortality and the fact that they're going to die one day. So they create these mythologies that allow them to live forever imaginarily in their imagination because they can't face the fact that they're going to die, that they are mortal beings.
So you have a document. You have the Bible, right? You have a document that the most conservative views... Construction of the Bible started about 6,500 years ago. Okay?
Okay.
So the Bible, Jesus came 2,000 years ago. The Bible began its construction 6,500 years ago. Every book of the Bible, both old and new, talk about
this is just a logical fallacy. It doesn't matter how old it is. Hinduism is older. Buddhism is older. And they have completely different afterlives and, things that they incest are reality.
But 4,500 years, 4,500 years before Jesus was ever born, God is telling people that he's going to come and how he's going to die.
So you don't think that the people who wrote the New Testament could have written them to where they made the...
It's false anyway. That's not true at all, Steve. There's nothing in the Old Testament about anything. They promised a king. That's what the Jews were promised, a king, not a carpenter's son who was going to get nailed to a piece of wood.
Actually, all of the prophecies are incredibly vague and stuff, but say they literally, just for the sake of argument, if they completely fulfilled every prophecy in the New Testament, you don't think it's possible that the people who wrote down the life of Jesus said, "Oh, we have to include this, or else it won't fulfill the prophecy." I mean, if you've ever read any books by Bart Ehrman, who is a Bible scholar,
we know this. Scribes added stuff to the Bible back in the day.
They added and changed things all the time. There's evidence of that, proof of that. Like, there are older manuscripts, then there is one where it's crossed out, then there are newer manuscripts where the thing it's crossed out is omitted, things like that. Things you can completely just learn about and see with your own eyes if you read Bart Ehrman's books, like Misquoting Jesus.
Yeah, to say nothing of the things like the Dead Sea Scrolls, the, quote, lost books of the Bible, the Gnostic sects of Christianity that were more or less wiped out around, 300 CE, whatever. Christianity has a long history. Judaism has a long history. There's no doubt of that. But that doesn't mean there's any truth in it. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And, you know, it's certainly not easy to be a Christian calling into Free Talk Live, I mean, with the three of us here. So I totally understand why Christians are hesitant to do it, but I want to, if they feel like their faith has been misaligned or maligned or just generally represented in a bad way, give us a call. Clear the air, 603-283-6160. I'm a former Christian. Bonnie, you're a former Christian. Nikki, I don't know if you're a former Christian.
No, Catholic, I guess. Catholic / Lutheran, which are like sects of Christianity, so...
We were Southern Baptist, and, you know, at one point I bought the thing completely, and I was a believer, and then I realized that, you know, what they were saying was almost certainly not true, and I just sort of...
Oh, yeah, like a couple weeks before I started to look into it myself, my friend was saying, one thing about you, Bonnie, is I think you're so smart, but I just really don't get how you're a Christian, and I was like... arguing just like Stephen just was, yeah. Basically just exactly the same way. Like, I know a lot about the Bible. The Bible has to be true and all this stuff. And a couple weeks later, I was an atheist because I looked into it.
Yeah.
I looked into the facts of outside the Bible.
I resisted the label atheist for such a long time. I was like, no, I'm not an atheist. I'm agnostic. And I realized now that I was using the term incorrectly. I was a deist or a pantheist
not an atheist now.
Yeah. Well, I'm an atheist now in the sense that I don't believe there is a God, and I don't believe there is not a God. I have no belief about it one way or the other. I lack a belief regarding the subject of gods.
I think I stopped believing in Christianity or, like, the Christian God right around the same time I stopped believing in Santa.
See, I know a lot of people are like that, but let's keep going with the phones. We have Jack, who is on the line from Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
I had a question for Bonnie, but first I had just a random question. Is the studio really hot?
It's actually kind of warm in here. But
you guys had your shirts off last night.
Topless Tuesday, yeah. That's been a thing for years.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay, yeah. Wow. Yeah, Bonnie was going to tell a story about her car wreck, and she went to another dimension.
Okay.
That's all I have.
I will tell
you. Cool. Thanks, Jack.
So I was in a car accident, and it was in Utah. I was going to a Christian concert to go see Skillet for, like, the fourth time. And
They're not bad for a Christian rock band.
Yeah, I honestly love Skillet. Well, I was on my way to go see Skillet with these people that I had barely met, like, a month before. I just moved to Utah, and I barely met these people. I really didn't want to go to this concert, but one of the youth pastors was like, come on, you'll have a good time, or whatever. He's driving this government van from Dugway, Utah, to around Salt Lake City, Utah, and we got in a head-on collision. And three people died. And one of the ladies was the wife of the lady, or the guy who's driving, and, I didn't know them very well, but I knew them. Like, I was in the car with them, talking to them. All of a sudden, it seems like something in slow motion happened, then I wake up a few days later. But I had this memory where I was walking around in a field with the lady who died, and she looked really happy, really smiling. Oh my God, like, biggest smile I've ever seen, and just, like, really happy, and I was holding her hand, and we were walking up this big field hill, and she just told me, you can't go anymore, I have to go the rest of the way by myself, and I was unconscious, and she was dead, and a few, like, 5 or 4 days later, I wake up out of a coma, and I was telling my mom, I saw an angel, and all this stuff, and that's when I found out that this woman died.
Wow. That just gave me the chills. That was... I didn't know... You've told me about that car accident before, but I didn't realize that people in that car accident died.
Yeah, it was like 60 miles an hour head-on collision. The older couple died immediately.
Yeah, I'm just surprised. That's terrible. Congratulations. I'm surprised there were any survivors from an accident like that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's intense. We have JD calling from Alabama. JD, I hate to make you follow up that story, but what's on your mind tonight?
Well, listen, I'm glad that you survived that. That sounds awful. And
Thank you.
I hope that you... Did you have to go to counseling or anything after that? Because that sounds like a terrible...
I feel bad every time I tell the story that people feel really bad for me. It was so much worse for everyone else because I just woke up on morphine. I was confused for like a month. The worst thing that, obviously I felt bad for my new friends. I felt really bad for everyone else. I was probably, one of the least affected. I had bleeding in my brain. They had to let that go down. I was having seizures, but I don't remember any pain. Or anything like that. I just wanted to tell the story because it's like an interesting glimpse into what I think I saw of the afterlife. But I know some people will say, oh, is your brain trying to cope or something like that? So it's not like I say it's proof that there's an afterlife either. But yeah, I just brought up because of the conversation we were having about religion and everything.
I just also want to say that it's interesting that it lines up with what almost everybody else says when they have near-death experience. Hmm. It sounds very familiar to what I've heard of other people saying. So.
Yeah, I read a lot about near-death experiences after that because I wanted to make sense of it. And around that time, I stopped being a Christian. So, like, a year later, I stopped being a Christian. So then I had to, like, face the fact that I was going to die. And, yeah, so it does align up.
I'm a Christian, but I didn't call to debate you guys. I mean, anybody to me that would listen to a perfect stranger and say, you know what, he's right, let's listen to him and follow him, I would think you need to reconsider. Okay, so I would never try to come up here or call your show and tell you you're wrong, I'm right, and you're going straight to hell if you don't listen to me. Is that kind of, in a nutshell, your experience with Christianity? Is that what?
It was my experience with Christianity when I lived in the South. After moving out of the South and spending some time around libertarians and people who approach religion from a more tolerant, more libertarian perspective, that's not been my experience with Christians. Most of them are that I've met outside of these. Gotta remember, I dealt with Southern Baptists, the fire and brimstone types, throughout most of my life, right? So that was my understanding of what a Christian was.
Well, I would say this, and this is the way, and listen, I've been in ministry for over 30 years, and the days of going up to strangers' doors and knocking on the door and say, hey, let me tell you how you can get saved, those days are past. I mean, what I try to teach, you know, my students and other adults is that you want to really make an impression on somebody, you got to show them that you really care about them. Because I don't know anybody that wants to listen to a stranger unless they think you really care about that person. You know, and so...
And that takes time. That takes you being willing to invest time in someone that you wouldn't normally invest time in. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're not going to win anybody, you know. So, because I think you have said this, but maybe I missed some of it, but, I mean, the whole part of the Bible is about love, you know. For God so loved the world, but if you don't show love or people don't feel like you love them, why would they listen to you? They wouldn't.
I would say that if all Christians just completely abide by the teachings Jesus gave and acted the way Jesus said to, then I would probably have a lot less of an issue with Christianity in general, because Jesus said awesome things. Love your neighbor as yourself, treat, you know, the golden rule. That's, I firmly believe that. I think he was honestly a great master teacher.
One of the things that, and you may have heard this before, when Gandhi was asked about Jesus, he said, I like your Christ. I don't like your Christians. And that's kind of where a lot of people are today. They love the message, but they don't see enough Christians living the message to make them want to give it a second thought, and that's where we fail, you know?
Well, I mean, it's not where you fail. You can't control the messaging of other Christians. You can't control the ones out there protesting at Planned Parenthood or, you know, protesting outside the gay bars or whatever. You can't control them. All you can do is try to reach out to people and say, hey, look, we're not all like that. Some of us are human beings. Some of us, you know, they just want to talk to you. They just want you to, they want to connect with you.
Look, we all sin, and we're all sinners, okay? And the Bible teaches that, you know.
Doesn't make it
Jesus,
true, though.
You know, that we're sinners?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, the Bible, we've all did things we shouldn't have done. You can call it sin, you can call it whatever you want to say, but everybody has done something that they could go back and say, man, I wish I didn't do that.
I mean, I have, but I can't speak for everybody, so.
You know, well, yeah, right, okay, well, anyway, but. You know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is when they brought the adulterous woman to Jesus. They all wanted to stone her, and they didn't really care about her. They just wanted to get Jesus to say the wrong thing so they could accuse him. And he basically told them, he's without sin, cast the first stone. And so they all dropped their rocks and walked away. And then he tells the woman, hey, where's all those people that were condemning? He says, I don't condemn you either.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, JD. I hate to cut you off, but we are going out to break. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Tamagotchi babies. Assuming we get away from the religious discussion, but I mean, that's how far American society has lost its way. Tamagotchi babies, it's free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.